going to be sharing from Psalm 18. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, good. So I said if you wanted to read it ahead of time, you could, and because it's kind of long. This past Sunday, when I had my quiet time with the Lord, I read Psalm 18, and since it was the calendar date, Sunday was August 18th, I read Psalm 18, and I often use the calendar date system when selecting a passage of scripture to read for the day. Another study system I use is read until God speaks. Well, the next days after Sunday, I felt I couldn't go on to another passage, so I felt like I needed to continue meditating and studying on Psalm 18. God had something to teach me. And I was also wondering what passage God would have me share with you today during this NBC Chapel. So God did not lead me to another passage, so I assumed it must be from Psalm 18 that God wanted me to share with you today. So Psalm 18 is one of the three longest psalms in the Bible. It has 50 verses, so I will not be reading all of Psalm 18 today. However, there are overriding themes in Psalm 18, so I have selected various sections of Psalm 18 to bring out today. David wrote these words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord rescued him from Saul, his father, and also the king, and from his many enemies. David addresses the Lord in verses 1 through 3. It says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my rock, my God, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. David expresses to the Lord that he loved him, that God was his strength, rock, fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, and salvation. God protected David from natural disasters, like mentioned in verse 7. It says, then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked. Well, that sounds like an earthquake to me. God protected David from his human enemies, like in verse 17. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. And God protected David and gave him a foundation for his life. It says, the Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. This psalm talks of battle and God as our warrior for us. This psalm talks of rescue and how God is our deliverer, rock, and fortress. So in the midst of struggle, David writes in verse 33, and this is one of my favorite verses. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Well, here in Pennsylvania, where we live, we feed deer all the time. One time, I counted 18 deer on the way back at night from a home woman's Bible study. Deer have long, powerful legs, which allow them to walk and run and climb across rough ground. They very rarely stumble, even when climbing up a high mountainside. They are sure-footed and can climb rocky cliffs. You wouldn't think that when you see them peacefully grazing on the side of the road. Deer can also jump up to 7 or 8 feet, and they have ears that independently move to hear. And they have eyes on the side of their heads to watch out for danger. All this in an animal that looks delicate, helpless, and gentle. My favorite Christian book of all times is called Hinds Feet on High Places by Hannah Hernard. And the hinds feet, that's deer feet, just in case you don't know what a hind is. This story is the journey of a person who learns to overcome fear and suffering like a deer leaping over obstacles. Well, my personal go-to when the pressure is on is fear. Like the person in this book named Little Much Afraid. But God gives us this picture in verse 33. He says, "He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights." We as children of God can rely on the Lord in times of crisis. We can run with hinds feet on high places and live on the heights, not down in the dregs. We can live above our circumstances. God gives us courage and inner strength to press on, to escape our enemies, and go on to new horizons and heights. Verses 31 and 32 say, "For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless." It seems that in these days, many people are struggling. We might not be physically in the cords of death and in the torrents of destruction, like David expresses in verses 4 through 5, but people struggle just getting up in the morning. There is depression, anxiety. There is a lot of mental illness. There are addictions. There is loneliness like never before. Verses 28 to 32 read like this. "For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless." So we see God is the answer. This psalm gives us hope and reminds us who we need to run to. God lightens my darkness. For by you, I can run against a troop. And by my God, I can leap over a wall. One Bible version says I can scale a wall. Well, I remember claiming that verse, "By my God, I can scale a wall," verse 29. When I was preparing my master's guitar recital at Peabody Conservatory of Music, that's been a while, I was so scared I would forget the memorized music and wouldn't be able to play all the intricate scales in the very difficult pieces on the program. Bach's Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro was off the charts difficult to play, and the modern piece 5, Walton Bagatelles, was equally challenging. That was my wall to leap over. I needed those hinds feet, verse 33, secure on the heights, and hands trained for war, verses 34, for playing that recital. Verse 30 proved true. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. I was able to pull off a beautiful recital with God's strength and help. So what is your wall that you might be facing? We can even apply this psalm to work at NBC. Like me, right now, I ask myself, how can I prepare this Board of Trustees meeting with all the logistics? How can I learn a new donor system when I'm comfortable with CAMS, even though it isn't working? What are you struggling with? Is there something difficult in your life? What is your battleground? Well, claim the promises of God here in Psalm 18. God equips us with strength. Verse 39 says, "For you equipped me with strength for the battle." Psalm 18 is a prophetic psalm. It points to Christ, who is the rock. Christ gives victory. He has brought salvation. Christ, the warrior, leads the church into battles for souls. David ends Psalm 18 with these verses. I'll read 46 through 50. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yet you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. So David was the anointed king, and through his offspring and line came Jesus Christ, who enables us to conquer all enemies. Psalm 18 ends with, to David and his offspring forever. Well, I believe NBC is a place of battleground, and we have the victory through Christ, our rock. So what's your battle today? Getting some new students in the system? Talking to a potential donor? Like me, sending out giving reports? Maybe the IT staff helping us with our computers? Well, may we trust our Savior, our fortress, our deliverer, and shield, and like David, claim deliverance in all circumstances.